Well, today we are going to be speaking in just a moment with Claire Party, who is the Executive Director of Columbia County Community Healthcare Consortium. Claire, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
So, you know, it had surprised me when I was first approached by the foundation. I was wondering what exactly we're trying to do. And now that we have six or seven interviews under our belt, it's amazing the reaction that we have been getting from people who have heard about the Foundation for Community Health but didn't realize how interwoven the Foundation for Community Health is on various lives throughout our tri-state region in the matter of health care. And I guess my first comment to you, Claire, as someone who is the executive director of this healthcare consortium, it obviously you're working with the foundation yourselves.
Yes, and we have enjoyed the support of the Foundation for Community Health for many years. I've been the executive director for about the past 10, and when I first arrived at the organization, I was quickly informed that our relationship with the Foundation for Community Health was one of the most important that we had, and I was urged or encouraged to make my own direct connections there just as soon as I could, and in fact, quickly found that they were wonderful partners, and they have continued to be ever since.
All right, so now, before we get to how you work with the Foundation for Community Health, let's talk a little bit about the healthcare consortium itself, what your mission is, and you've been there, you say, for about 10 years, and how your mission maybe has changed and adapted over the past 10 years.
Yes, great question. So the healthcare consortium was founded in 1998. We're based in Hudson, New York. And we serve all of Columbia and Greene counties in New York, as well as a piece of northern Dutchess County in New York. Our central mission is increasing access to healthcare services and also just generally supporting the health and well-being of the residents in our rural community. So that's, I'd like to say in short, that we're in the healthy people business, and the way that we advance our mission and help people to get and stay healthy is by delivering a range of programs and services, all of which really are trying to address access or barriers to access to both health and human services.
Now, the range of programs that we're going to talk about obviously have expanded over the 10 years that you've been there, right? I mean, I would feel that you are a reflection of what healthcare is and how it affects people and either the lack of it or the improving access to it throughout the past 10 years.
Yes, that's right. Yep, and I'm so fortunate that I've been in my role for 10 years, and I inherited an organization that already had about 10 years of programming under its belt, so a very well-managed, you know, thoughtfully conceived, well-managed organization. So now we're just about 22 years old, and you're right. Our programs and services have changed over time to really address all the dimensions of access. So if you think about one of our very first programs, it's called the Children and Adults Rural Transportation Service, or CARTS. That program was created to address a physical barrier to access. People, you know, the early founders of the healthcare consortium realized that one of the great limitations on people getting to and from their healthcare appointments was a lack of transportation. And so they created this door-to-door, non-emergency medical transportation program that delivers Columbia County residents to their medical appointments, both inside Columbia County and well beyond. We regularly go to Kingston, Poughkeepsie, Albany, Pittsfield and Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and very often Sharon, Connecticut. So that program is an example of one that addresses a physical barrier to access. But over time, we recognize that people have a lot of financial barriers to accessing healthcare services. So we got into the health insurance enrollment business first is what was called a facilitated enroller. That was a program administered by the state of New York to help individuals enroll in the public health insurance of insurance programs of the time. More recently, we are part of the Navigator Network in New York State, which helps individuals and families enroll in health insurance on New York State's Health Benefit Exchange, which is, you know, one of the health benefit exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act in New York State. It's called the New York State of Health. And that includes both the public health insurance programs like Medicaid, Child Health Plus, and also the Essential Plan, but also what are called qualified health plans, which are commercial self-pay products. So that's a great example of recognizing that people often had other kinds of barriers to access, including financial, and this was one way to facilitate that. And, you know, to be honest, when, you know, some of the programs that we've added over the years are really about, you know, really recognize that people have difficulty accessing health and human services simply because the system itself is so confusing. So it's really, you know, it's almost like the barrier there is a lack of knowledge about the system and how to navigate it. So that's another big service that we provide, what I like to call wayfinding, helping people to negotiate a complex and often fragmented health and human service system.
We are speaking with Claire Pardy, the Executive Director of Columbia County Community Healthcare Consortium. You know, it's interesting because in looking at your website and looking at information about you, not only do you offer what I think most people that hear programs that help for healthcare, but you also, a portion of your program helps small businesses and employers and employees also in Columbia and Greene County through the, and it is a maze. It is an absolute maze for healthcare options.
Yes, that's correct. I think, you know, we actually a few years ago put up a billboard and it said, healthcare is a maze. We can help you get through it. Because really that, in so many ways, is the real challenge for individuals. You know, so what I like to say to people is, you know, for you, this may be your first time. For us, it's our thousandth time trying to negotiate the healthcare system on behalf of one of our clients. So, you know, let us help. Because we have the sort of system knowledge and know-how. And, you know, that's our job, is to kind of hold people's hands as they try to access all the programs and benefits and services that are out there and for which they're eligible. You know, there's in many, many ways, we have a really resource-rich community, but it can be largely invisible to the general public until they have a need. And then we can help expose them to all the resources that are available to them and help them access those.
Well, you know, I understand that really well. I mean, I've been broadcasting at radio around here for since I'm probably as old as the dirt on the ground. But through processes like when my mother got sick and had end-life experiences, through my own not having health insurance for many years, then the Affordable Health Care Act came on, and I went down that rabbit hole and finally got health care insurance that probably saved both my legs from serious damage, to just things that help. We're here, Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. So you can be as well versed in thinking that you know what's going on in the area, but unless you really investigate it and have someone like you really there to lay out maybe a roadmap, people will miss out on really the accessibility possibilities for healthcare.
Yes. So thanks for sharing some of your own background. I think that's helpful. It's helpful to me and it's helpful to all listeners because it impresses upon people that, you know, these things happen to everybody. You know, illness, injury, you know, the unexpected, and, you know, typically people are presented with an almost immediate need. Think even about aging. You know, I like to think about aging as one of the things that we I think, don't talk about. You know, and do enough to prepare for. And so, for instance, we have a program called New York Connects. It's actually a statewide program in New York State, but we administer it for Columbia County, New York. And that program provides information, assistance, and referral to individuals who have long-term care needs. So, and you know, that includes the aged, but it also includes the disabled of any age. And so we're trying to help people live safely and independently at home rather than in some kind of institutional setting by ensuring that they can access community-based services and supports to support living in place. Now, if you or you know, are somebody that suddenly finds yourself in need of those services and supports, or you're the family member of a loved one who suddenly finds themselves in need of community-based services and supports, you know, you often have, you know, no idea where to even begin your inquiry. I often say to our target audience, you know, the residents of Columbia and Greene counties, you don't have to have all the answers. In fact, you don't even have to know the right questions to ask. You know, my counsel is, when in doubt, give a shout, because we can always help. We're never the wrong door when it comes to understanding the whole landscape of health and human services in and around Columbia County. And so, you know, when people bump up against a brick wall and are starting to beat their head against it, we say, pick up the phone and call us. We have the knowledge and the experience to help you find what you need when you need it.
And obviously a lot of the programs that you do wouldn't be possible without the help of the foundation.
That's correct. The Foundation for Community Health has been a long-time supporter of that non-emergency medical transportation program I mentioned before, which we internally call CARTS. And we frankly could not get by with, you know, administer that program without their support. They also have supported our prescription access and referral program, which provides low-cost or no-cost prescription medications. You can't imagine the number of people, for instance, elder adults on fixed incomes, who, you know, may have multiple prescriptions, which they simply cannot afford after all their other living expenses. And so with the foundation support, we're able to offset those costs for those individuals. And then also, more recently, the foundation was good enough to provide some general operating support to the healthcare consortium in 2020. I think it was, in some ways, an experiment for them in response to the COVID pandemic. And that has turned out to be vitally important to our organization. It's helped us to afford certain services that we simply could not have any other way. So it's really offset some very significant expenses for us. So the foundation's been a tremendous supporter in the past. And the other thing I would like to mention about them is that they are in themselves very knowledgeable and experienced. And so it's often the case that I'm tapping their expertise. You know, so they're great partners in the sense that I can call up and say, you know, I've got an idea for a project. I'd like to your help with design. Can we have a conversation and I'll gather your input and your insights? So they've just been fantastic to us over all the years. And we're tremendously grateful to them.
All right. Now, if people want more information on the Healthcare Consortium, the web address is columbiahealthnet.org, columbiahealthnet.org. Is there a phone number people can call?
Absolutely. That's 518-822-8820, 518-822-8820. And I am always happy to receive inquiries as well at my email address, which is cparde@columbiahealthnet.org. That's cparde@columbiahealthnet.org.
Clara, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us. And, hey, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Thanks for this great opportunity, and happy Cinco de Mayo to you as well.
All right, take care, Claire. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Foundation for Community Health, they are active on your behalf without you even knowing about most of it. Once again, our thanks to Claire for joining us this morning.